Bring this meeting of State Affairs Committee to order. It is 8:03 on Tuesday, February 8th. And Representative Elkin is present, Representative Gatto, Representative Gardner, and Chair Seaton. We have some other people that are... Oh, and Representative Gruenberg, who is out front for us this morning. We have... I do want to remind everybody to turn their cell phones on to mute this time. And for today's meeting, we have three items. First is House Bill 90, State Treasury Warrants. The second item will be the Executive Order 113, and then HB 94 elections. Our purposes today are to consider and... unless we have problems moving HB 90, EO 113, we're going to begin a discussion and understanding of that and ramifications and having the committee decide whether it wants to go forward with a committee bill to make some changes in other statutes that are related to that. And then HB 94, of course, is the elections bill, which is... pretty big, and we're not, we may have a number of questions, so we're not planning on moving that today. And we're also joined by Representative Ramirez at this time. And Representative Gruenberg, would you lead us through HB 90, which is a State Affairs sponsored bill, and give a full explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to be much briefer than I normally would be because I've got a call. As the members know, House Bill 90 was a committee bill. It was the same bill as House Bill 373 last year. It simply codifies the Supreme Court's decision in National Bank of Alaska, the Univentures, UNIVENTURES, 123. And the site on that is 824 Pacific 2nd, 1377, Alaska, 1992. And what this does, Mr. Chair, is make Treasury warrants negotiable instruments within the meaning of AS 45.03.104A in the Uniform Commercial Code so that they're completely negotiable. And this will cure in statute a problem that had to be litigated up to the Supreme Court to ensure that Treasury warrants were not dishonored in the technical commercial sense, and so that financial institutions were not left holding the bag when people would negotiate these and then the state would refuse to honor them. And a number of states, financial institutions have had to go through this because a number of states have refused to honor Treasury warrants in courts across the country, as they're cited in the Univentures case, have had to declare that they are negotiable instruments, and this bill will do that. And with that, I would ask if anybody has any questions, happy to answer them. But I have with me the people who are the real experts in this area, and they're blushing and smiling, but it's true. We have Kim Garnero, who's the director of the Division of Finance in the Department of Administration, and Michelle Prebula, who is the cash manager for the Department of Revenue. And
Before we proceed on with the department's testimony, does anyone have any questions for Representative Bruce? Yes. Representative Gardner.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone who would oppose this legislation, and on what grounds would they oppose it?
I'm not aware of that. I believe the bill passed the House unanimously last time and resided in the Senate Rules Committee. I think it just ran out of time. I'm not aware of any opposition.
Thank you.
Of course, that's usually preceded by massive opposition from quarters unknown, but I don't know.
Representative Gatto.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. That was my question. We heard this last year, and I don't recall opposition.